Proclamation number 3679 of 7th of February, 1946. No apostasy of his own from God possible. No power of the world and no force of the underworld will be able to oust me from the hearts of my own, for they are seized by my love and can never detach themselves from it. My love is exceedingly powerful in its strength, and every other power shatters because of it. Wherever I can therefore work through my strength of love, there is no more apostasy, no more decline to fear, because then my own will also be enlightened and the knowledge will also strengthen their will to resist. Their aim is clearly in front of them. They don't enter into darkness and therefore don't let themselves be distracted by the world's efforts to divert them from the right path. For from above, from the spiritual kingdom, a hand stretches out towards them which they recognize as the Father's loving hand which wants to save and guide them. And they willingly take hold of this hand and are then untouchable for all strength which as my adversary is its origin. And if they lose their earthly life in the process, they willingly surrender it, because the soul will then be closer to me than ever. My own will not be lost. They have passed their test of earthly life, for they have found their way to me of their own free will, and I will never again let go of what I once regained, what has turned to me of its own free will out of darkness. And therefore my own should not be fearful and not fear earthly hardship either, for their earthly path will end one day and they will truly exchange earthly life for a heavenly beautiful life in eternity which will compensate them a thousandfold for all earthly hardship and suffering. My own should only believe that my love protects them in every adversity and danger of body and soul. Then they will also pass through earthly hardship unharmed, and the burden imposed on them will also be bearable for them, for it will only depress the body for a short time. Then all adversity will come to an end and a blissful fate in the beyond will follow. My own must always be willing to loudly confess me before the world. They must be so closely united with me that they always feel me next to them and therefore cannot take a step without mentioning my nearness, my presence. Their everlasting thoughts shall be directed towards me. They shall begin their day's work with me. They shall end it with me. Their souls shall constantly seek me and be happy to be allowed to hold a dialogue with me. For these are my own who, driven by the love of the heart, strive towards me, who cannot receive anything but love because they give love, and who are therefore also filled by my strength of love which pushes them ever closer to me because my love constantly draws them. For love seeks unity. And if I seize my own in my love, I will never let them go from me. Just as my own feel the love for me is beat it, you'd never want to give me up for the sake of earthly reward. And therefore no earthly power and no evil spiritual strength will be able to separate my own from me, but only cause them to unite with me the more intimately the more they are oppressed by external forces. And they will be victors, even though they seem to be earthly defeated, even though everything is taken from them and their physical existence is thereby called into question. I take care of my own, and truly, better than the world can provide for them, I don't leave them in adversity, and when the time is right I take my own from earth in order to introduce them into my kingdom where all adversity will come to an end. Amen.